This next song we're going to be singing is called Behold Our God. And I really love the progression of the verses. It starts off, who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? And it talks about him as creator God. And then the next verse goes, who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words? God's sovereignty, his authority, and speaking of that. And then the last verse, who has felt the nails upon his hand? And it talks about the crucifixion. But then it doesn't stay there. It talks about the resurrection and the victory that he brings. And then it launches into a chorus of praise. Behold our God, seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. So I invite you guys to worship along with us and praise this mighty King and this mighty servant and this mighty Savior.
It is a privilege for us to be here this morning. We enjoy singing, as hopefully you can tell, but that isn't why we're here. We're here for one reason. That reason, I should back up and say, we are also all part of the Elnora Bible Institute, as you know. One of the reasons that we try to do this tour is for public relations, PR, awareness, but that really isn't why we're here either. Our goal for being here is to honor and glorify God. We want that to be our ultimate and number one goal. We hope that you will experience that this morning. The next song that we are singing is perhaps a bit different in structure than many of the songs that we sing. Number one, we usually don't like to sing songs about pain and hurt and suffering. And if we do, we usually try to stick something in at the end where there's some resolution. This song doesn't really end that way. This song is a paraphrase of some of the Psalms where the psalmist David is crying out to God. The title of it is My Cry. And it really doesn't end with finding a solution to that. The rest of the music that we sing has the solution.
Oh. We're going to be singing a song called Healing for a Wounded World next. And I don't know how many of you think that this world is in need of healing, but kind of like what we were singing in the last song, there are so many ways that we just need God to come and fix what is broken. And there's a line in this song that sticks out to me every time we sing it. It says, "The great physician reaches out his hand to bring healing for a wounded world." And that's just such a beautiful picture. God reaches down to our level. We are not capable of reaching to him in so many ways. And he reaches down to us and offers us what we need. And I'm just so thankful for that.
They are moving. The next song could be considered as an Easter song. Most of the choir repeats over and over, "Jesus Christ is risen." But it can be sung any time of the year. It doesn't just have to be at Easter. And then there are a few other phrases, mostly from the Psalms, that also give reasons to why we should praise Him. Jesus Christ is risen.
Jesus Christ is risen. Oh,
This song is probably familiar to almost all of you. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. What you may or may not be aware of, each of these verses, except the last verse, starts with a question, and it's almost a cynical question. How can there be peace in this dark world of sin? Verse 2, how can there be peace? How can I have peace with all the duties and cares that I have around me? Verse 3, how can I really be at peace if I don't know the future? But the second half of each of the verses gives the answer. How can there be peace in this dark world of sin? Because of the blood of Jesus. Verse 2, how can there be peace with all of these duties? Because if I know the will of Jesus, I can find rest. Each one of these verses poses the question and then gives the answer. And then the last verse, verse 5, we finally run out of questions. It is enough. Okay? I finally figured out that if I actually rest in Jesus, then I have perfect peace.
Jesus Christ is risen. Hallelujah, right? Well, it is a joy and privilege and honor to worship here together with you this morning. There is something about just traveling somewhere and worshiping with other believers, like-minded believers, and it is because we serve the same God and we have the same great gospel. And so, yeah, it is just an honor to be here and thinking about who God is and what He's done for us. What a joy. And thinking about some of the words. Again, our desire is to worship together. As Christ said, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's got to be from the heart and it's got to be the truth. And just thinking about some of the words of the songs. He's saying, abide with me, thou who changest not. Like, abide in Him, you have on your sign. What a great reality that we can abide in Christ, our Savior who doesn't change. And the next song, behold our God, who has held the oceans in His hands. Our God is seated on the throne. And then we have a mix of healing for a wounded world. We still live in a broken and fallen world. But it is because Christ was pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. That's what brought us peace. Peace with God. Peace with each other. And then living hope. We have a living hope. I think that's my favorite song. The work is finished. The end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom its boundless love? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross is spoken. I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me His own. Beautiful Savior. What a Savior. And because of that, we can have peace, perfect peace. So, again, what a joy to worship together. And there's something about song that putting music to words that we know is just a glorious way to worship from the heart and worship in truth. So, thank you for allowing us to come. I'm Craig Lapp. I'm on the staff at EBI. And we appreciate you hosting us and giving us food, and especially the students you send us. You send us a lot of good students. So, I asked Jonathan and Adrian to share, and they were all excited about sharing, kind of, I think. So, and I know there's alumni here too, David and Janae. So, because of EBI, I think you guys are getting a good couple there. So, yeah, thank you for sending your students. Our goal at EBI really is to help our young people love God, love the gospel, and love the local church. So, our goal is to equip young people to show the way. And so what a great opportunity to study, formally, intentionally for a short amount of time and hopefully give them convictions that will guide their lives and make them instruments in the church. So I asked Jonathan to share and Adrian and ask them to share a little bit about EBI. Again, our primary goal here is to worship together, but we use this as a little bit of advertisement and our students are our best advertisement. So.
All right, well, good morning. It's a little bit, makes me a little nervous standing up here in front of everybody, but yeah, I thought I was going to maybe get out of it talking this morning because Brother Crit asked Adri, but he came up to me and asked me anyway. So yeah, I'm Jonathan Hofstetter, and I'm taking, three classes, choir included, but I'm taking Seeing the Big Picture, which is about missions, and I would say one thing about that class, it's really an eye-opener about how great of a need there are for missions, and how few, missionaries there are in, whether it's unreached people groups or whatever, and I'd say that really opened my eyes to that. And my other class was Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and that was a really good class. I really enjoyed that. It was just speaking about wisdom and, not sure what to say, but, Brother Clyde Byler, he was the teacher for that, and, he was just how he taught, and his lessons were just really good, and, and I'd like to thank people that sent letters down. That was always great to get those. So, thank you.
Okay,
So, like, a week ago, Brother Craig came up to me and was like, hey, we're going to be at your church for choir. Can you share for us? And I'm like, no, I hate public speaking. He's like, oh, well, then it'll be good for you. So here we are. So I'm taking Women of Faith, which is taught by Sister Carolyn Roth. And that class is really good. Really brought out the how to discern God's will for your life. And we also talked a lot about the attributes of God, his, like, sovereignty, his omnipotence, different stuff like that. It's really good. My second class is taught by Brother Kritt, 1st and 2nd Timothy. The first week in class, I was like, why in the world did I sign up for this class? It's about, like, bishops and leaders and deacons. I was like, I'm in the wrong class. But as we went on, it was really good. We talked a lot about doctrines, how to recognize them, and even, like, being the woman God wants you to be. And last night, there were several people that were at our program last night, and Zach, I think, was saying something about how if you want to go to, or consider it, if you have been there, it's really good, something like that. I 100% agree. It's been such a good experience. I've made some really cool friends, and I'm loving my experience. I'm going back fourth term, and I really can't wait. So, yes, it's very good. Definitely recommend it.
It's been wonderful to hear them and hear them worship and their singing and sharing with us. But this time, we can join them. And I think in response to what they're saying, is he worthy? I'd like to sing number 2 in the Christian hymnal, Bless Jehovah, because he is worthy. O my soul, bless thou Jehovah. Would you stand with me? And I believe the offering will happen at this time as well. O my soul, bless thou Jehovah. O my soul, bless thou Jehovah. All within thee bless his name. Bless Jehovah and forget not all his mercies to proclaim. Bless Jehovah.
This next song we're going to sing is called Arise, My Soul, Arise. And Brother Dan does a thing in choir where we're supposed to do text studies on different songs. You can kind of take our pick and kind of choose the channel we want to take it. But I was studying just the general application of the song. And I was just amazed because I just kind of went over the song to begin with. And I'm like, well, it has a pretty tune. It's kind of cool. But I never even once thought about what it actually said. And I was just blown away because it starts out with, like, arise, my soul, arise, and talking about shake off your guilt and fear, your, like, our guilt, our fear. And it goes into the throne room of God. And it just paints a picture of the Father and the Son just communicating back and forth and what Jesus has done and the Father looking on that. And he sees the bleeding wounds of Jesus and that blood speaks. And he says, yes, I will forgive. And we can look and be, I don't have to fear anymore. Jesus has paid the price for me and for you. And we can boldly come before God and lay down our guilt and lay down our fear.
Arise, my soul. Sacrifice in my
this song is going to sound different than anything that we've done so far. It is from a different tradition. It is from a tradition that is called Sacred Harp, although it actually doesn't have anything to do with harps. It's completely voices. If some of you are familiar with Sacred Harp, you will probably recognize this this style. If not, I hope that you enjoy it and can worship with it anyway. And I also want you to know that we are not trying at all to make fun or make light of the style. We are trying to emulate it because we appreciate it.
Our next song that we have for you this morning is called Dem Bones, and it is taken from Ezekiel. And so this is telling the story of Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. And God says to Ezekiel, can these bones live? And that is the question, can these bones live? And that is a picture of our spiritual deadness, that we are dead in our sins and we are in need of a Savior. And the answer is yes. These bones can live. We can come back to life in Christ through the power of His Spirit because of the work that Christ did for us.
Believe what I saw there, the tall connected to the thyroid, the thyroid connected to the hip bone connected to the backbone, the backbone connected to the shoulder connected to the neck bone connected to the head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Them the bones are gonna walk around. Them the bones are gonna walk around. Them the bones are gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. The head bone connected to the neck bone connected to the shoulder. The shoulder connected to the back bone connected to the hip bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the knee bone connected to the shin bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the foot bone. Now hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, now hear the word of the
Lord. Breathe on me, breath of God.
This next song we're going to sing is called Is He Worthy? And I love this song because it starts by asking questions. Do we feel the world is broken? And we look around and there's so much brokenness and we feel overwhelmed. And I know for me, when I see so much brokenness, I feel like, how in the world is there going to be healing and who can fix this? And then the chorus, it moves into asking who is worthy and who is worthy of our praise and who can break the seal and open the scroll. And that answer is Jesus. And he's the only one who's worthy of our praise. He's the only one who heals our broken world and he brings hope and light. And so I just invite you during this song to just worship and to think of how God is worthy of our praise and worship.
Thank you.
Final song this morning is another song that you're probably familiar with, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. It's rather significant to know the story behind this song as well. So, in case you aren't already familiar with it, I will tell it to you. This song was written by a man named George Matheson. Now, Mr. Matheson grew up in I think he was born in the mid to late 1800s, so he was growing up in the late 1800s. At age about 19, he was in seminary school to become a minister. He was engaged to a lovely young lady and basically probably thought he had the world by the tail. He discovered that he was having a little bit of trouble seeing. So he went to the doctor, and of course at that time there were probably not nearly so many eye specialists. He went to the doctor to find out what was wrong with his eyesight and how he could fix it. The doctor came back to him and said, "Sir, I'm sorry, you're going blind, and there's nothing in medicine that can fix it." Well, that'd be a very big blow to any young man. He went home and told his fiancée what the doctor said. And his fiancée said, "I don't want to be married to a blind man." And she broke off the engagement and left him. He was able to remain in seminary even with his failing eyesight. His sister, who was just younger than him, became his eyes and actually learned Hebrew and Greek in order to be able to help him to study his sermons, things like that. She stayed with him for a number of years, doing his research, reading the Bible to him, and helping him with his sermon preparation, his ministry. But eventually, she became engaged and got married and left him for her husband. This song was written the night before his sister was married. It's not known for certain, but it is supposed that in writing this song, he was reflecting back both to the pain that he experienced when his own engagement was broken off, and the thought of losing his sister who had been so dear to him. There's little phrases in this song that reference both of those things. So, O love that will not let me go, as he had had very harsh experiences of the love that did let him go. Verse 2 talks about the light that follows all my way and yielding the flickering torch back to God, most likely his eyesight. The joy that he experiences even through pain. And the cross that lifts up his head to look to God. The love that will never, ever let go.
Let me go. I pray.
Whenever there's a choir, I never know quite which way to face. So I'll do this. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate the spirit, the enthusiasm, the effort. I know that I've never been in choir, but I know it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, and for ministering to us here this morning. As I said, there is food prepared. If you would stand, we'll have prayer for the food, and we'll be dismissed. And I think that often kids go through the line first, and we'll let the choir be big kids this morning. And let's give them a little bit of time to get down and get out and go through the line. The food is ready, and just file through and help yourself. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again. Thank you for not only music, but that you've given us a message worth singing about. Thank you that you are our life. You are worthy. You have redeemed us. Dry bones can have life. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you for each one of these choir members. Thank you for their effort, their work. Bless them for that, Lord. I just pray your hand be upon them. Tonight as they minister and the miles they drive, just bless them. Thank you for this food that's been prepared. I pray, Lord, that you would bless it. I pray that we would be careful to be edifying and a blessing in what we talk about, our discussion, our fellowship. May it be about you and lift you up. Bless us according to your will. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.